This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We start big picture today, some macroeconomics, both here, the American economy, and overseas, Afghanistan, and that economy, and what might come next with the Taliban in charge. As I say all the time on this program, here, the consumer is in charge. What we buy and how much of it we buy is pretty much the whole economic deal. So it was with some concern this morning that the July retail sales report came in showing a 1.1% drop last month. But as Marketplace's Marielle Segarra explains, you got to read the fine print.
So the obvious explanation for this drop in sales would be the Delta variant and the idea that it's making people stay home again to protect themselves. Ted Rossman at creditcards.com is not convinced.
I'm not sure that the Delta variant is really the biggest reason here.
Because the retail sales report includes sales at bars and restaurants.
And they actually grew a little bit from June to July. Not as fast as they had been growing previously, but still, people are getting out there.
It's not that Delta isn't a factor at all. I mean, a lot of people thought they were going back to the office this September, or that their kids were going back to school in person. And for some, that's not happening, which could be why sales of clothing dropped. But Rossman says a bigger issue is likely inflation.
Consumer demand is not unlimited. It does seem, and a lot of this is anecdotal, but it does seem that when people are faced with higher prices, something has to give.
One category in particular dragged down the numbers: car sales. Dana Peterson is chief economist at the Conference Board.
There's this big chip shortage. So cars need computer chips. And if you don't have those chips, then you can't build the cars. And so many retailers only have the available inventory that's on the lot. Otherwise, their customers have to wait months to purchase a car.
And yeah, prices on cars are rising because of all this. As always, we've got to put these numbers in context. Sales were down 1% last month, but they were still almost 16% higher than in July 2020. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.